Thank you and good morning. The District Attorney's Office has announced that no charges will be filed against two teens who were investigated on suspicion of planning an attack at a school assembly at Fortuna High School earlier this week. The DA issued a press release that stated that no evidence was discovered that either of the two 15-year-old boys had the means to construct a device and that there was no evidence that the two had conspired or coordinated to commit an attack. The FBI and Fortuna Police served search warrants at several locations connected with the incident, and Chief Bill Doberstein said in a statement that although no charges have been filed in the case, they will follow up on any new information or leads that develop. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Department has arrested the man wanted for the murder of 35-year-old Jeff Settler, who was killed at his remote property near Laytonville this past weekend. A deputy U.S. Marshal located and then contacted 24-year-old New Jersey man Ryan Worcester and convinced him to turn himself in. Worcester was then booked for homicide and robbery, as well as for two outstanding warrants issued in New Jersey for narcotics offenses. Detectives have added two new names to the list of people they want to contact as part of the investigation, Jesse Wells and Michael Kane, along with the descriptions of two vehicles connected to the case, a 1999 Honda Accord and a 2005 Volvo. Four others remain at large, Amanda Weist, Gary Blank, Gary Fitzgerald, and Freddie Gaistel. And yet another suspect, known only as Richie, has been identified. He's a black male adult, listed as a person of interest as well. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Lolita contacted a driver and passenger who were inside a parked Chevy pickup truck on Singley Road in Lolita on Monday afternoon. The deputy spoke with the driver, 32-year-old Winkle Edward White, who had no driver's license, registration, or assurance for the pickup, a vehicle that was later determined to have been stolen out of Eureka. The deputy removed the passenger from the vehicle, 53-year-old Richard Sanderson, and spotted a bag of meth in clear view. A search of the truck turned up meth, a loaded rifle behind the driver's seat, packaged marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Sanderson was issued a citation for possession of narcotics and paraphernalia and released at the scene. The deputy arrested White, and he was booked into county jail on an outstanding warrant, as well as for drug and weapons charges. The sheriff's office reports that scanning equipment at the county jail discovered an illicit substance contained in a piece of mail delivered to the facility. The mail screener revealed a thin film strip that contained a powerful painkiller that an inmate would dissolve under their tongue. The strip was concealed in a seam of the envelope and would probably have passed through a normal visual inspection. An investigation into the origin of the letter and who mailed it to the facility has been opened. Caltrans has offered no timetable for the reopening of Highway 299 after a rock and mudslide completely closed down the roadway. Some 10,000 cubic feet of debris slid off the hillside and closed 299 about 5 miles west of Burnt Ranch at Big French Creek in Trinity County. Motorists will have to find an alternate route. In southern Humboldt, motorists will find a road closure affect travel between Redway and Garberville today from 9 until noon. County work crews will be on site performing maintenance work. Motorists will need to use 101 to get between those two locations. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone said that while he's not personally overjoyed that marijuana legalization has occurred, now that the voters have had their say, he'll do all he can to implement state and local regulations as best he can. Prop 64 will usher in a whole slew of new regulations, and those regulations will come at the local, county, and state level. Bone said that one key issue with the industry is banking, because federally insured financial institutions cannot process money from the industry because of federal drug laws.
But what these guys are going to find out is somebody's going to start opening some state banks, or they're going to get something. There's financial. I'll tell you what, I guarantee you there's 40 financial institutions figuring out how to do it now to handle the banking for these guys in some roundabout fashion. You can put all your assets here. It just won't be insured.
Locally, the focus of county government has been on environmental issues associated with the illegal trespass grows. Now that voters have approved both Prop 64 and Local Measure S, Bone said that money for enforcement efforts will be available.
We're going to go after the guys that aren't permitted, that are sucking water out of the streams. First and foremost, I think we want to go after the environmental damage. You know, so we protect the fish, we protect our rivers, we protect the people downstream and the aquatics in the stream. But we do have to bring it into check, and we have to take the crime out of it as soon as possible.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.